I remember a young man I was talking to one time. He said, I fell madly in love with this girl. I mean, he said, she was the love of my life. Said she was a beautiful girl. We were in high school, our senior year. He said, I'm fixing, and I mean, this boy's on fire for Jesus. I mean, he loved Jesus. He's not a normal young man. I mean, he's way beyond his time, his age, to be this on fire for Jesus, only be 18 years old. He was really on fire for Jesus. And one night he's driving down the road, he said, Lord, I want to thank you for sending me Susie. I'm using a fictitious name now. Lord, I want to thank you for sending me Susie. Lord, I'm going to marry her. I'm going to ask her to marry me. And she's going to be the love of my life. I know we're going to do great things for the kingdom of God. And he said, Lord spoke to me and said, she's not the one I've called for you. He said, but Lord, I love her. I want her as my mate. He said, you really think you do? He said, Lord, I know I do. He said, drive around to the front of the gym and stop. And get out and walk around there. When you see the car around there, walk up to the back. And when take your flashlight with you. When you get there, turn the flashlight on the back seat and see what you find. He thought, what am I going to see? He gets around, takes his flashlight and turns it on. There's Susie and another boy naked in the back seat. He couldn't believe it. This was the only woman in the world for him. God says, she's not the one I called for you. I got a pure, holy one for you. You wait, I'll bring her to you. But that's not the one for you. Isn't that something? God told him. He said, God showed me, told me what she was going to be doing. I couldn't believe it. He said, I drove around behind that gym, and there her and, I'll use Bob for a fictitious name, there her and Bob were in the back seat. Doing what God told them not to do. But they were doing it. They wasn't very holy, was they? You reckon there'd been any chance they could have got a prayer answered? No. Forget it. Never cheat a Christian brother in this manner. How often? What is it we don't understand about never? Never cheat a Christian brother in this manner by taking his wife, for the Lord avenges all such sins. Do you know that's why so many men are sick? Women too. Because they get involved in this. And, you know, that's something the pastor, that the bishop up there where we went, Detroit. The first night after we had church and then we're sitting there at dinner, I said, I'm going to throw something at you. And I want you to meditate on it or whatever. I want you to tell me what you think about it when you think you're ready. He said, okay, what's that? I said, all sickness. Is caused by sin. All. He said, whoa. He said, that's a big one. I said, that's why I told you to think on it. Pray on it. Next day, he wanted to take me to lunch. So Cheryl and I went down and had lunch with him. And he said, I got up early this morning and I began to pray and ask God about that question that you asked me. He said, the Lord immediately took me to 1 Corinthians 3. And then he took me to 1 Corinthians 6. In fact, I just want us to go to 1 Corinthians 6. We'll come right back here, Phil, in a minute. I want us to go to 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 and 10. I want to see what that says. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10. Don't you know those who do wrong will have no share in the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourselves. Those who indulge in sexual sin, who are idol worshipers, adulterers, male prostitutes, homosexuals, thieves, greedy people, drunkards, abusers, and swindlers, none of these will have a share in the kingdom of God. That's scary, isn't it? None. Now I want us to go to 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17, Phil. 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17. 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17. Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God? And that the Spirit of God lives in you? God will bring ruin upon anyone who ruins this temple. For God's temple is holy, and you Christians are that temple. Now then, in the King James, let's flip over to the King James, Phil. I want to see that in the King James. Verse 16 and 17 of 1 Corinthians 3 in the King James. First Corinthians 3, 16 and 17 in the King James. There we go. Know you not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Now, if you get involved in sexual sin and you continue in it and you really are God's child, what's going to happen to you? He's going to kill you. That's what that says. You know that? God's going to destroy you. I mean, he said it, didn't he? Isn't that scary? Now then, when we talk about the mercy of God, is it a good thing God's merciful? If he wasn't merciful and long-suffering and patient, how many people today, I hardly ever run into a man, if he's already 25 years old, but it's almost women too, but for sure men. If they're 25 and they haven't been sexually active, they are some kind of a man. You hardly ever run into one. They're just not out there. But almost girls, too. I remember the lady and her husband that lived up the street from us over in Highland Village when Tim was born. And Betty wanted to take him up there for her to keep because they were great Christians. One day, me and her husband and all of us were sitting around talking. And she said that one of her friends said, "What are you going to do with your daughter now that she's turned 16? He said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Are you going to put her on the pill?" She said, "Absolutely not." She said, "Well, don't you want her to, you don't want her to get pregnant, do you? How are you going to keep her from getting pregnant?" She said, "I'm going to teach her to abstain." Is that what God's word says do? But this woman wanted this woman at 16 to put her daughter on the pill so she would be sexually active. You're telling your children it's okay. That doesn't line up with the word. But that's the way we are. When the parents don't know how to be holy, how are you going to teach your children how to be holy? It's just almost impossible. But you have no idea how many people that I've known in my life. Now, this is the world out there. It's a different story than if it's in a church. Now, if you're in the church, this woman that was not in the church with her daughter, she put her on the pill, and she went years and nothing happened to her. But if this other woman, which was a great godly woman, and she knew better if she had put her daughter on the pill, that daughter might have died. I can go right over here in this graveyard right here in Justin, and I can show you a 22 or 23-year-old young woman that when she was 16 years old, her daddy and mother were in my Sunday school class. And she moved in with an unbelieving boy. Moved in with him. Daddy tried to talk to her. She wouldn't listen. So he come to me and said, "Thurman, would you please, you're my deacon, you're my Sunday school teacher, would you please go sit down and talk with my daughter and see if you can talk some sense into her? She's moved in with an unbelieving boy about 23 or 4 years old." I went over and sat down with him. First thing I said, son, do you believe in Jesus? Nope, don't want nothing to do with that religious junk. I said, well, this young girl here, she says she's a Christian. I looked at her and said, young lady, are you a believer in Jesus? Yes. I said, first of all, young lady, the Bible says you're not to move in with a boy, and for sure an unbelieving boy. I said, you know, if you really are a believer and God lives in that temple, I said, if you don't repent, God will destroy your temple. I quoted those verses to her. She said, Mr. Scribner, I don't believe that. God would never kill me. Did he say he will? Amen. See, we don't believe the word. So, what can you do? You pray for him and leave. She gets pregnant a few months later, has a baby, and the baby's normal. Now, the chances of the baby being handicapped or mentally retarded was very good, but God didn't do that to the child. The child was normal. Well, Daddy wanted me to go talk to her again. I did. Over the course of the next 4 or 5 years, I went 3 total times to talk to this woman and her boyfriend, and she would never agree with me at all after she had the 3rd baby. And she wasn't over 21 or 22, 23 years old, somewhere along there, really a young woman. I told her, I said, you know, if you don't repent of your sins and turn around and do what God says, I said, I will not be responsible for what God might do to you, because he says in his word, he will destroy your temple. She didn't believe that. Didn't believe it at all. So I left, and that 3rd baby was 1 month old. And that little 20-something-year-old, 21 or 2 or 3, whatever she was, young woman, went to bed with that baby and that boy that night. And the next morning, the boy and the baby woke up, and she had had a heart attack, and she was stone, hard, cold, dead. I can show you where her grave is. Every time I happen to go by the graveyard, I just look over there and I think, there's a little girl right there. Her whole life could have been changed if you'd have listened to the Word of God. But she didn't listen. She didn't stay holy. She was immoral.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.